Well, good morning. Welcome to Bowmansville. I'm glad to see each one of you here today. I just want to welcome any guests or visitors who are worshiping with us and welcome those worshiping along with us via the live stream. Receive this call to worship from Psalms 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love is eternal. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love is eternal. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love is eternal. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, You are eternal. Eternal God without beginning or end. Your power is without limit. There is none like You. You have given Your power to us, to live in us through Your Holy Spirit. You gave us Jesus as the perfect Lamb to take away our sins. The enemy trembles at Your voice. Just thank You for Your love and mercy that You shine on us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I'd invite you to stand and join us in worship, and the ushers can come forward during this first song. The offering today will go to support local retirement communities that are listed in your bulletin. And children can also come forward for My Coins Count.
To the depths of the sea. Okay. Is this? Can you hear me? Okay, there it is. All right, so let's pray. Father, we just turn to you this morning, and we thank you that we can be here together just to praise your name. We ask for your guidance. Show us exactly what it is that we need to be doing to come closer to you. We thank you that we live in an area that we are not persecuted as others, but yet we are distracted by this world. Show us how we can just put this world aside and follow you, be closer to you, love you with everything that we have, and just do your will and set ours to the side, Father. And we just pray all this to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Commands all the hosts of heaven. Who else could make every king bow down? Who else can whisper and darkness trembles? Only a holy God. What other beauty demands Father, just thank you for your presence here this morning and the way that you meet each one of us where we are. Brian mentioned about Sunday school that people in other parts of the world have maybe even the same relationship with you as us, but the consequences are different and how we all have struggles that we have to overcome, and it's denying ourselves and choosing to follow you. Just that in that moment of when we feel like we might be weak and not able to make the right decision, that we know that your power extends through all the earth, and that you are the greatest being, you're the creator, and you have power over all other things, and that can comfort us and help us to rest and find our strength in you. So ask your blessing on Tony as he shares your words. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Well, it's time for our children's message, so I'd like to invite the children to come forward. Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? So, what do you think about when I say, I want you to think about something that is powerful? Batteries, yeah, batteries have power in them. They're very powerful. They run a lot of things.
God and Jesus,
they are very powerful.
Rhinos.
Ooh, rhinos, that's a good one.
Lightning,
yeah, there's some good ones. So I have a bunch of pictures here that just might also help you think of something that's powerful.
A monster truck.
That's definitely powerful. See that tractor? That is a huge tractor because there's a semi-truck next to it, and that truck looks awful small. How about that dump truck? See how small that person looks? That's the biggest dump truck in the world. You have to climb a ladder, then stairs, and then more stairs just to get to the top of the thing.
Whoa. Airplane,
that thing is gigantic.
Yeah, that's...
I think the crane that lifted the heaviest amount of weight. Tornadoes, they're powerful, right? Tornadoes, hurricanes, yeah, storms. The sun, isn't that powerful?
Yeah,
it can be really hot. It makes plants grow. We can get energy from it. Well, this morning, Mark 4:35 to 41 is the scripture I'm going to be talking about, and I'm going to paraphrase this. Jesus was talking to a crowd, and he tells his disciples, let's get in a boat and row across the sea. Well, the sea that he's rowing across is like a giant lake. It's not super huge. So the one he's going across right now is like a pretty big lake. So it's in the evening, and they're rowing across it, and Jesus falls asleep in the boat. And while he's sleeping, a storm comes up. The wind starts blowing, the waves start hitting the boat, and the boat starts filling up with water, and the guys in the boat start getting worried. So they go and they wake up Jesus, and he tells the storm to be still, to be calm. And it was. The sea became flat. There was no more wind. There was no more waves. That's how powerful God is. Jesus just stood up and said, be calm. And the waves listened to him. God has no limit to his power. But he wants us to follow him. He doesn't force us to follow him. He wants us to choose to follow him. Isn't that kind of amazing? God wants us to choose to follow him. He doesn't force us to follow him. He wants us to accept Jesus into our hearts as our Lord and our Savior. And for us, that is one of the most powerful things that God did for us, sending Jesus to the cross to save us from our sins. So, I'm going to pray for you guys, and then you can have a snack. It's in that bag there. So, I'm going to pray for you guys, and then you can go back to your seats after that. So, why don't we pray? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for these children. Pour out a blessing upon them. I just pray that they would come to know you, Jesus, as their Lord and Savior, and that they can see your power at work in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys can have a snack. There's probably enough for you. You can have two if you'd like. I'd like to invite Todd Weber forward to share about Elevate. Next Sunday, our offering on the schedule changed. It went from Freedom Gate, and they are now closed. So it's going to be given going towards Elevate. So I'd like to invite Todd to share a little bit about what that's going to.
Yes, good morning. There are exciting things happening at the youth center. We have about 10 to 12 kids that are coming out on a regular basis, and they're full of energy and excitement. So, and I feel like God is starting to grow things there. Some of the stuff that the money will be used for is to, we're looking to open up for a teenage group, because right now it's just 8 to 12 year olds that are meeting. And we'd like to open up the same evening, Friday evening, for a teenage group. So we'll be looking to get supplies to do that. And also there's a need for some more staff shirts so that the staff are easily identified to the parents and the kids when they're here. And also we'd like to provide snacks for them while they're here and pizza parties and stuff like that. We already are starting to do things like that. And I have a dream of possibly providing meals on Friday nights when they come, because not everybody has the blessings of a warm meal like most of us are used to. So I think it'd be cool to be able to do that. And the kids would get into the routine of knowing, hey, we can come, we can eat, and then we can have a good time and learn about God. So that's some of the stuff that we'll be using it for. And I have lots of time on my job, driving from job to job, where God speaks and I get ideas of stuff to do. So, and then I run it by the other staff and the board members, and we kind of go from there. So,
thank you, Todd, for sharing part of your dream and vision with us. And now we as a congregation can come and get behind you and help you in this work. Well, I just want to welcome you again in the powerful name of Jesus. Thank you for your prayers for my family and myself. They are appreciated very much. I just want to thank you for your generosity in allowing us as a pastoral team to go away for a weekend and get away. We had a great time. We appreciate that very much, and we appreciate all the hard work that the PCRC does. They worked all week and then came and served us all weekend, and I trust God will bless them for their service. There's two notes in your bulletin I'd like to call your attention to. One of those is about our Christmas program, our Christmas Sunday morning program that we're going to have, the time in there, and also Connect cards. There's a note in there, so you might be thinking, what is a Connect card? This idea was brought to the church council, I don't know, maybe like a year ago? It's been a while. I didn't look exactly when it was brought to the church council, but I just wanted you to be aware that in a little while, you're going to find little wooden brackets hooked to the benches, and they're going to have Connect cards in there. And there's going to be a pen there as well. Those cards are for guests and visitors to give and request information, but they're also for you as well, not just guests. If you have information changes, you have any prayer requests, any comments or concerns, you can just write it down and drop it in a box, and I will collect them. This is just another way that we as a leadership team can be connected with you. You can fill one out every Sunday if you'd like to. So if you have any questions, come see me or any one of the church council members, and I'm sure they'll try to remember our discussions and what we talked about, even though it was a while ago. So our message this morning, continuing on the sufficiency of God and His power, is there anything that God cannot handle? And this is the last message in our series, and then we'll be moving on to our Advent series. So when I'm outside and I look up at the stars, I think about the power of God. We have the account in Genesis of God creating everything from the sky to the sea, from the dry land to the stars in the heavens, and everything in between. And God did not stop there. He made us. He formed Adam out of the dust and breathed life into him, and God made Eve out of Adam. God is the creator of everything, setting the stars and the planets in motion. Every season, every change, down to the smallest detail, God is in control of. Romans 1, Romans 1:18-20. For God's wrath is revealed from heaven against all godlessness and unrighteousness of people who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. Since what can be known about God is evident among them because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, that is, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen since the creation of the world, being understood through what He has made. As a result, people are without excuse. These verses tell us that God is revealing Himself through His creation. God is taking away our excuse that we are random and we've been here for millions of years. It is God's power. God is revealing His beauty to us. The leaves on the trees, eruptions of volcanoes, shooting stars, solar and lunar eclipses, God is showing Himself to us. Job 26:7-14. He stretches out the northern skies over empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing. He wraps up the water in His clouds, yet the clouds do not burst beneath its weight. He obscures the view of His throne, spreads out His cloud over it. He laid out the horizon on the surface of the waters at the boundary between light and darkness. The pillars that hold up the sky tremble, astounded at His rebuke. By His power, He stirred the sea, and by His understanding, He crushed Rabbah. By His breath, the heavens gained their beauty. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. These are but the fringes of His ways. How faint is the word we hear from Him. Who can understand His mighty thunder? The amazing detail that God has formed in the world around us, the way our bodies work, the way we heal from a cut, the way we produce white blood cells to attack viruses and germs. Just look at DNA, how precise and intricate that is. This is not random. This is the power of God at work. Placing the earth at just the right spot. The distance from the sun is perfect, so it's not too hot or not too cold. That's God at work. It's not by chance. It's the hand of God. God is so intricate in His details. You look at raindrops. If a raindrop gets too big, it spreads out and it forms a bubble and it pops and forms smaller raindrops so it doesn't destroy plants. It's just amazing how God works. God's power is in the largest and the smallest details. God's power in the natural world points to Him. Isaiah 40:28, do you not know? Have you not heard? Yahweh is the everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth. He never grows faint or weary. There is no limit to His understanding. With all these things going on around us, God doesn't get tired. He does not grow weary. There's roughly 8 billion people in this world. That's a lot to keep track of, right? I mean, I have trouble keeping track of my kids' schedule, let alone 8 billion people. For God, this is easy. He knows us, down to the number of hairs on our head. And that's definitely different for a lot of us, the amount of hair we have on our head. God's power is not limited to this natural world, though. We see it all around us, but it's not limited to that. God's power over governments is no less amazing. In Daniel 4, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And Daniel interpreted that dream. His kingdom was represented as a giant tree, and all nations and people coming under that tree and just receiving protection from that. The kingdom's branches spread wide and far. But yet that kingdom was going to be taken away from Nebuchadnezzar for a while. That tree was going to be chopped down until the king recognized God and His power. Until he recognized that God placed him in that position that he was in. Daniel 4:34. But at the end of those days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up to heaven, and my sanity returned to me, and then I praised the Most High and honored and glorified Him who lives forever. For His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and His kingdom is from generation to generation. The king was humbled by God because of the pride that he had in himself. And when he acknowledged God as Lord and Creator, his kingdom was returned to him. This kingdom was the most powerful in the world at the time. But God is still in control. Even though a kingdom or nation is strong and powerful, God is still over them. God has placed leaders in control for His purpose and His plan. And that's something that we have to remember, that it's His purpose and His plan, and that He sees everything and His power is in control. God's power is also over the spiritual world. Revelations 12:7-9. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels also fought, but he could not prevail, and there was no place for them in heaven any longer, so the great dragon was thrown out, the ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the one who deceives the whole world. He was thrown to the earth, and his angels with him. God sent his angels to fight Satan, and they threw him out of heaven. Did God go and fight? No. He just sent his angels to do it. God's power is so amazing that he didn't even have to get involved. Many times in Scripture, we see that the enemy went and got permission from God to go after somebody. You see that in Job. And in Luke 31, Jesus tells Peter that Satan has asked to sift him like wheat. But God's power is over Satan, and it's immeasurable. Satan was a created being, and he rebelled against God. His power is limited. Sometimes it doesn't feel like that way. That feels like Satan is winning, like he's beating God. That's not true. Because God's power is beyond Satan. It's beyond anything that we can imagine. God, in his wisdom and power, he goes beyond just a spiritual battle. He goes and does something that he planned from the beginning. He sent Jesus to us. God sends Jesus in the most humble way possible, a baby in a manger. And at the right time, God gives Jesus his authority, here on earth anyway. Matthew 3:13-17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. But John tried to stop him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me?" Jesus answered him, "Allow it for now, because this is the way for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then John allowed him to be baptized. When Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water. The heavens suddenly opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming down on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Spirit of God comes on Jesus, and his earthly ministry begins. Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit. He goes around healing people, healing sicknesses and diseases. He goes around casting out demons. He tells them to be quiet when they speak up, and he tells them where to go. He was using God's power through the Holy Spirit. God gave all authority to Jesus. And we see that in Matthew 28:18 and John 5:27. These verses tell about Jesus' authority. Mark 1:27, you can see people reacting to Jesus' authority and that they saw that he had it. John 18:4-6. Jesus is stating that he is God in these verses. John 18:4-6. Then Jesus, knowing everything that was about to happen to him, went out and said to them, "Who is it that you are seeking?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they answered. "I am he," Jesus told them. Judas, who betrayed him, was also standing there. When Jesus told them, "I am he," they stepped back and fell to the ground. And again, Jesus is stating that he is God. Can you imagine the fear in that moment that those men had? They melted like ice cream on a hot day. They stepped back and fell to the ground because of the power of God just came out of Jesus' mouth when he said, "I am he." But God goes even farther than that. He sent Jesus to the cross to die. And God raised him to life again. And in this act, God showed his power over everything. through Jesus. Power over physical death, raising Jesus to life. Power over spiritual death, giving us an atonement for our sins. Power over governments, because His kingdom is forever. And God shows even more of His power by giving authority to us who believe as Jesus, who believe in Jesus and have Him in our hearts as our Savior. We have the Holy Spirit in us. That same Spirit that came upon Jesus, the same Spirit that it talks about in Genesis, hovering over the waters, the same Spirit that came on the apostles at Pentecost, empowering them as Christ's ambassadors to go into this world. Everything that Jesus did in His ministry, we have that in us. Everything the apostles did in their ministry, speaking in tongues, healing, casting out demons, and more, we have in us because we have the Holy Spirit in us. God's power is in us. So how many times do we walk defeated? Because we don't use the power that God has put in us. Are we lacking faith? Faith in God that He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow? Are we afraid of using those gifts and using the power that God has given us? Mark 11, 22 to 24. Jesus replied to them, "Have faith in God. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, everything you pray and ask for, believe that you have received, and it will be yours." Now, is he saying, if I ask for a new car, I'll get a new car? No, that's not what he's saying. If we are walking in the will of God, being in communion with Him, walking with His Spirit, we can ask God for things because we're walking in that will of God and He will provide them. It talks about throwing a mountain into the sea. I mean, that's beyond my thinking. God is sufficient. He can handle anything. Do we believe that? Do we believe that God is sufficient? He absolutely is, without a doubt, able to take care of us and handle anything that we face because His power is beyond anything in this world and out of this world. God is always working. When we face difficult things, it might not feel like He is, but He is. And when we're weak and come to God, that's when we're strongest. That's kind of different too, right? When we're weak, we're strong. But when we humbly go to God and rely on Him, we are strong. God also calls us to be bold at the same time and stand up for Him. And in His power and strength, we can do that. It's not our strength, it's God's. So in closing, God is all-powerful. He knows what is going on in our lives. He set the stars in the sky, and He formed us. He knit us together. He knows us. He knows what we need when we need it. God is more than sufficient. He is abundantly able to handle every facet of our life. Everything that is going on, there is nothing that He cannot do. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank You for loving us, watching over us, leading us, guiding us, comforting us, forgiving us, and we can spend hours thanking You for the ways that You care for us. There is none like You, God. Your power and strength is unmatched. Just help us to see you in our daily life. And give us strength to stand up for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Quick announcement. I just want to bring your attention to in the bulletin. It says about tonight is Unity of Faith prayer time at 7 o'clock. That'll be at St. John's. If you have a chance, please stop out for that. That's a chance for different congregations to come together and have a time of prayer. And that is, honestly, that's more powerful than I know of, because it's something I don't experience a whole lot. So if you have a chance, please come out for that. Also, I want you to know next week will be Holy Spirit Fellowship time. And next month, I'm going to cancel that because it will be on Christmas Day. So just keep that in mind. So if you can, please come out tonight. It'd be great to see you.
All right. Good morning. Just a couple of quick things here is on Tuesday was our fall members meeting. A couple of things that were discussed were about the renovations that we're proposing to do, as well as the budget. Some changes were made to what was proposed a couple weeks ago, so you will be receiving updates on that. Also, for next year, if you want offering envelopes and are not using them now, please see Heather. To get those. And also the upcoming offering schedule for next year is being finalized, but we are always looking for, if you have any ideas of organizations or places that you think we should be contributing towards. Most of you are aware that we have our weekly budget that comes out first from the offering, and then anything that's over and above goes to meeting the needs of our community. So we take care of things within and without. And if there's any organizations that you would like us to see you support, please let me know in the next week or two so we can update and propose next year's schedule. And lastly, just a reminder, I don't know if you were going to share, but the MyCoins count, it's almost 2 months worth, so there's quite a bit more in there. So if the kids would like to take a guess as to what is in there, please do that after the service. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian and Sheldon. Will you stand for the parting benediction? Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forevermore. God bless you. Go in peace. You're dismissed.